How about now? Check, check.
Oh, that is the best you've sounded ever. What did you do? Like, honestly, what did you just do?
I am using, instead, I'm not using my headset. I'm using the air.
Okay.
All right. Good.
Sounds good.
Fantastic.
Sounds like you're sitting next to me.
I wish I was sitting next to you.
Put my arm around you.
So awesome. Cute.
I wish we were recording.
We could be. All right.
It's not a podcast.
It's a Garcast.
And this is the world according to Gar.
To the world according to Gar. You are listening to Garcast episode number 251. I am Gar, and with you as always is the Godfather.
Gar, of course, the 252nd recording we've ever done.
This is true. Yes, sir.
A little tidbit. I didn't check the emails yet, but hoping somebody got back to us with how many episodes our special guest Denbob has been on. That was the challenge last week. Dare I say a question of the week?
That would be really hard.
Gonna go into the inbox and see if anybody figured it out. Excited. Anywho,
what's going on? You're back from Florida. Welcome back.
Yeah, a little bit of tan, maybe. And I'm rocking my, this is a Darcy Shaw bat mitzvah hat that was handed out by the DJ that I kept.
Beautiful.
Been rocking it. Smiles all around for everybody.
We like smiles.
Yeah.
Smile lines, smiles. We like it all.
Yep. Good times.
Also with us this week, we have a special guest.
Yes!
It's Denbob in some cartoon crazy river place.
Yeah, I'm not sure how the settings got there, but they're
don't
there.
Touch a thing.
Nope, I sound good, and I am thrilled to be here today.
Wow.
You sound great.
I feel great.
Like, did you get a new laptop? Or maybe you just ditched the headphones or whatever. They sound fantastic.
I'm ditching the headphones. Well, the sound is coming out of it, so I got to stick with that, but.
It'll work.
We'll make it happen.
Were you in Richmond this weekend? Was that this weekend?
It was. It was an amazing weekend. Matthew, congratulations to the Virginia Tech rowing for winning the regatta.
Oh, nice. Oh, Let's go.
Did you see him? Did you talk to him?
We did. No, it was amazing. It was awesome.
I'm clapping for the meeting.
Let's go, Hokies.
I will clap for the win. I was thinking of you as I drove through Richmond on Sunday morning that I was like, wait. Denbob may be close to me as I was barreling on Route 95 north, looking at the downtown Richmond train station.
How was traffic? How was traffic Sunday morning?
Sunday morning, no traffic.
Yeah, we hit quite a bit, and it was more traffic. So we ended up leaving it like, so we won the race. We stayed for the medal ceremony. He downplayed it. So just so you know, if Matthew heard this Garcast, he'd be like, shut up, Dad. Don't say anything. Okay. It wasn't a big race.
Okay.
But I still think a win is a win, and you should celebrate when
all
you
wins did they are defeat, wins.
Did they defeat some like elementary schools, or why wasn't it?
No, they were other universities, but it wasn't like Boston College. You know, that would be them. But they local, you know, local universities.
When did you? I'm trying to figure out our. When did you leave?
We left Saturday morning, and we picked up
to go there.
Colleen's father-in-law. Okay. Yeah.
Not what I was asking, but I like it. Now we'll get the whole thing. Give me the whole weekend. So Saturday morning.
We departed Saturday morning. Yes. We picked up Colleen's father. He met us in Richmond. We went out to a fun dinner. Mm-hmm. And so Richmond was a little bit interesting. It's a city, but not a city.
I love it. I was there, was it 2 years ago? I think I Garcasted from the car, if I recall, driving from Richmond, North Carolina. So what'd you think? I liked it.
Oh, no. So I'm talking about Richmond, Virginia, not Richmond, North Carolina. Did you just say that?
He did. No, I was talking about Richmond, Virginia as well. Yeah. Yes.
I don't know.
The beacon of the Confederacy. Yes.
Yeah,
lots of Civil War statues.
Maybe it was the location of my hotel. I just didn't get the warm and fuzzies. I got a lot of New York City vagrant feel. So I'm not a big fan of the Richmond.
Okay.
And, you know, then the regatta was on Sunday. We had amazing weather.
Clearly a big river, big-ass river there. So I could see a regatta being, I loved that. I went for a jog.
Current. They were rowing against the current. So
they had these cool running trails with pedestrian bridges that went to little islands in the river. It was like a park. It was awesome.
Oh, nice. I did see the running trail. That was interesting.
The state house was awesome. This huge white looking, it's like on the top of a hill in the middle of the city. The downtown area, like by the train station, was cool. A little rest. But there's definitely, I'm going to call it, I know what you're talking about. There's a homeless, dare I say, homeless slash hipster kind of vibe.
You know, it felt to
people hanging out on the corners. I saw that. I know what you're talking about.
I felt like it was a city that is past its prime.
Oh, for sure. I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, it was a very strong feeling, like maybe 40 years ago, this place was hopping and amazing.
I would say 100
plus.
Yeah, like late 1800s, Richmond was popular.
That's where John Wilkes Booth was headed after he killed Abraham Lincoln. I found out in the show Manhunt.
Okay, I wonder if he stayed at my hotel.
I don't think he got there.
What I was referring to, you know, big Confederacy presence there. A lot of the statues have been removed. If you Google it, they were part of that whole cancel culture thing. Mm-hmm. The Confederate Civil War Museum is still there. I didn't go. I ran by it. So some of that's still there, but a lot of it was removed.
There was a Holocaust museum. We didn't go, but it was there. That looked like a big building, a big major.
Richmond does have a port because the river there goes all the way out to like Norfolk, Virginia. It's an interesting place.
It was one big river.
And big ass river.
The current was so strong that, you know, you could see that the guys were rowing like crazy and the boat just wouldn't go. And then like they get to the finish line and, you know, instead of just like chilling out, they had to keep going because the river was taking them back upstream.
Ooh. Hey, I saw a post on the Virginia Tech Engineering Instagram this weekend that they built and they won the concrete canoe contest. Did they actually, did they do that there? So I'm looking, based on your face, I'm assuming not. I guess there's some competition with the universities in the area where they build a concrete canoe and I guess to see if it floats.
It would have to be tremendous.
It's pretty cool. It floated. It worked. I think they won the contest this year.
Well, I mean, the water displacement, it's always possible.
Isn't concrete porous?
Dude.
In some way? I don't know.
Well, maybe they spray it with that rubber thing from the commercial.
I don't know what they do. Ooh, but
Flex Seal.
Flex Seal. Maybe they
love that stuff. Seal. I bought a can of that once, like off the infomercial, because when the guy had a hole in his boat, and he was just like. I don't think I ever used it. I should go find that in my garage. I'm sure it's in there. I still haven't gotten the answer to my question. So when did you leave Richmond?
So we ended up leaving after the medal ceremony about 2:30.
Oh yeah, no wonder why you hit traffic.
And Saturday? Traffic in Virginia. Sunday.
Saturday or Sunday? Sunday? Oh, I was home. I got to my dad's house at 2:30. Okay.
Yeah. So you know we hit and the traffic was actually in Virginia. Like I thought I was in for a hell of a ride home because you know at 3 o'clock on I-95. You're
now, important question: did you buck up for the pay as you go express lanes in Virginia?
I just used them.
What do you mean?
I mean I have my Easy Pass, right, and I assumed assumed that allowed me to go for express.
Right, but you'll get charged. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just okay. I thought it was a simple question.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
I did not. We didn't need it. We didn't need it. Told my dad, save the money. I was looking at Waze. It was like, we're clear. I was navigating at that point. We stayed in a town, also a river, called Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina, just south of the Virginia border. That's where we shacked up. So we buzzed through Richmond, probably like 8:30, 9 o'clock. Sailed right through. But nice. Those Virginia troopers, man, they're always out there.
Virginia, they love their cops out there on the highway.
My dad forgot about all that. Like what I went through a couple of years ago, I think I've told it here with the lawyers. And so I was like, Dad, what are you doing? Because it was like 60, the speed limit when you're going in that area. Yeah. And I'm like, he had the cruise control like 75. I'm like, no. We reset the cruise control. 69. We set the cruise control to 69.
10 over. You go that way your whole life. always 10 over. You don't even have to slow down if they're seeing a cop.
Yeah, and, but those guys, woof, yeah. Man. And they were out there. They had people. I was like, fools, look at you.
My ways, on my last trip, wasn't reporting police officers, and I couldn't figure out why. I'm like, what the hell's going on? I was on my trip to Ohio.
You had the alerts turned off?
No, they were on and everything. It turned out the voice that I was using stopped announcing police officers. So I changed it to like dogs, just like the other, like yesterday or the day before, just to see. And
like it barks?
Well, no, Waze, you know, Waze does different voice types of things. So I said, let me just pick dogs.
Dogs have a voice?
No, it's people.
Can you please mimic what it sounds like?
I have no idea.
Please.
It just sounds like a dumb dog, like a dumb person.
Like a Scooby-Doo? Like a Scooby-Doo type
Hello,
dog?
there's a red light. You know, something stupid like that.
Sounds like Yogi Bear. Right. Hey, boo-boo, there's a police officer coming up.
So I was so annoyed because I kept missing the cops on my drive in Ohio. I was so pissed.
Because this is, I don't put the Waze voice on. I hate the voice. I just look.
Do it for directions. I only do it for alerts.
All right. I like that.
And,
but my dad
and you can choose the alerts, by the way.
Yeah. No, I know.
Like, you don't have to get the railroad. I was getting railroad ones out of nowhere once, and it was because they added on railroad crossings.
All right. I'm going to give you the one that I heard 1,000 times on the drive from Florida because my dad made me put the voice on. We used some English lady. She goes, I want you to say this in dog voice. She goes, look out. There is a car on the side of the road. Give me that in dog voice.
Oh, look out. I don't know. There's a car on the side of the road.
I feel I need like to pee. The police alerts.
I don't have I don't have those alerts on either. I just have strictly police.
That's what
I did
done.
Like the roadkill ones once in a while because they're funny. But
yeah, what are you saying, Boston?
The police alerts lost their effectiveness because the cops know.
Oh, yeah.
Just alert. Yeah. And they figure, you know what, if they really are doing it for caring about their job and keeping the road safe, they don't really care if it makes you slow down all of the time. Just always be afraid.
You know what, though? I'd rather have it more than not. And I'm always the guy that says not there if I don't see them.
You're a participant. Well. You're an active participant.
Absolutely. Put the not there so that the next person coming down knows that car moved on.
You got to do your duty. Don't even listen to Waze if you're not going to participate.
Yeah, I've never created an alert.
Oh, I've done that too.
But for the parts of the drive where I was navigator, I was like, I figured out how to do it. So that was exciting. That passed the time. I'm like, ooh, I see something up here that nobody tagged it. I'm like, I was having fun.
Does your dad? How is your dad as a driver?
Well, so I'll give you the rundown. Yeah, so he's excellent driver. Like Rain Man. So he goes to me. Yeah, so this is worth a recap, this mission that I went on, right? As you all know, you heard last week, I was in Florida recording. So we fished Thursday. We were going to fish Friday, but just too windy. So we actually only fished one day. So Friday was like mental checkout day of like going back to New York, you know, for the summer, kind of making sure everything was sorted, whatever. And then I'm like, he's like, all right, we'll leave tomorrow morning. Like by 8 o'clock. I'm like, okay. He's like, how about I drive Saturday and you drive Sunday? I'm like, no, that's silly. I'm like, let's split it up, you know?
Yeah, right.
He was worried that we wouldn't be able to find a hotel room Saturday night, which has happened to me in the past. On
really?
Drives. Like the hotels on 95, they book up because everybody, a lot of people do this crap. And it was the end of spring break for the Catholic schools. And it was the Great Migration North has begun. Like a lot of people are leaving Florida. So he picked Roanoke Rapids, Hampton Inn. I was trying to be a very nice hotel. But he's like, it's 12 hours away without stopping, without traffic. I'm like, all right, that's fine. Like, that sounds good to me. But I'm like, Dad, you're not driving 12 hours straight. Like, let's break it up. Anyway, so we get in the car, leave on time because we're both very promptly on time. We're on our way. Florida is a big ass state for those
it's
of you
huge.
Who have never driven from Naples, which is the bottom of Florida. Yeah. So 2.5 hours in, he's like, I gotta pee. I'm like, oh no, what? 2.5 hours. We're stopping already. Like the tires are barely warm. So I was afraid that was going to be a repeat issue. It was not. So we do that back in the car. I actually got a coffee out of a vending machine, which I haven't done since college.
Hmm. Wow.
They had them in my library.
On two fronts.
What?
On two fronts. That's a wow. It's a wow. Number one, you got out of a vending machine. And number two, that you had coffee at all. I usually have no coffee when I drive because I don't want to pee. I sip on water. That's
yeah. I got you on that. I felt I needed the caffeine because I didn't sleep well the night before. Either did my dad. We both have that thing where you know you're going on a mission the next day.
Yeah.
So I couldn't go to sleep. I'd only slept like 4 hours.
Pre-mission
like
jitters.
100%. Yeah.
A little
nervous. The mental checklist.
You're getting ready. You're always prepared.
Right.
Visualizing. So, I get it.
I was like, let me get the caffeine in me because he's going to ask me to drive at some point. Anyway, back in the car. Good run. Made
now,
it all
he
the
drove,
way.
Continued to drive.
He continued
so
to drive.
Two and a half.
Good point.
Break, and you didn't make the switch.
Didn't want to act like I didn't want to force my way into the driver's seat. I was waiting for him to ask. You know, let him be. He's the commander of this mission. I know how to be a. I know how to be a lieutenant.
You're the navigator.
Right.
You're a goose.
Back in the car, we're driving. There's a part where you got to cut over from west to east. You go through like by University of Florida, like Ocala. It's just an annoying stretch of road. It's all speed traps. It goes like 55, and then it goes to a 45, 35, and a light every 30 mile. He said he had to pee again. I'm like, and he was hungry. I'm like, hang on. Let's get out of this Redneckville. We get into Jacksonville. So we get up by Jacksonville. McDonald's right there before the highway. Perfect. He's like, why don't you take over? I'm like, all right.
Okay. Now hold on. Stop at McDonald's. Now you eat?
Yes.
More coffee.
I got a large, I got a filet of fish value meal with a large coffee.
Hmm. No and
peed,
kidding.
And I peed in the McDonald's.
And when you went into the McDonald's, do you use the kiosk to order off the kiosk or do you stand online?
Drive through?
How'd you pee? With the drive through.
Dropped him. I said, you run in and pee first. I'll get on the drive through line, which wasn't too bad. Then we parked. He organized the food. I went in and peed. Had a precarious moment at the urinal. Guys in the stall.
You were over the top, or do you go through? Let's get the picture right.
I was wearing these pants, actually. They are like Target light sweatpants. So
yeah, no choice.
Hold them down. Only one option, unless I peed out my pant leg somehow down by my ankle. Which, you know,
oh, you're that long.
Like,
that's
been like me. So I'm looking at the urinal as I'm peeing. I'm like, oh, the guy before me didn't flush. So I give it the elbow. I realize now this urinal ain't flushing.
You didn't pre-flush?
It wasn't working.
Oh, no.
So it filled. I'm peeing. I filled it right there. Like, so the next guy who peed was getting it on his shoes.
Oh.
That used to happen on the train the time. Yeah.
The old trains? Oh, brutal.
And you're standing there and you're seeing it happen because you've been drinking for three stations now. And the toilet's just jostling around.
Yeah. So anyway, he's like, you drive now. I'm like, all right. Now, I've never driven his car. So that was weird. Like, you know, when you haven't driven, and I've never driven a Ford Edge. I had to have like, you know, the pedal, the whole thing. And we jumped right on, like, McDonald's was at the, like, boom, right onto Route 10.
Nice.
So I'm like, holy shit. It's 1 o'clock. I'm like, all right. The hotel, we're going to drive all day. The hotel is pretty far away, right? We get into Georgia. All of a sudden, my Waze goes, traffic ahead, 42-minute delay. I'm like, fuck. The entire state of Georgia, until we got to South Carolina, was stop-and-go traffic. Brutal.
And Georgia's, they're five lanes, aren't they, if I recall? Like, it really opens up there, doesn't it?
Pretty wide. South Carolina gets down to two. Georgia's definitely
South Carolina's
wider.
Two.
Yeah.
But stop and go for like no reason. It was just
and you were in the stop and go?
I was driving the whole time, yeah.
Okay, so when you're in the stop and go, I try, and I think I'm really outstanding at it, is
as you are with most things.
I average the speed. I try to never have to stop, but also never accelerate too fast. Average the speed to the traffic.
Smart. I will say this. When it first happened, it came out of nowhere, and we had that holy shit slam on the brake moments. Like, went from 80 to... So then I kept And when I realized this was going to be happening forever, I definitely kept that long distance in between so you could kind of coast.
Yeah.
You still there, Bosco?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yep. We can hear you fine. You look ridiculous.
That's really all that matters.
Oh, there you go. You're back.
Probably the background, but I'm not going to mess up well.
Now, you just reminded me of a debate. We didn't really have a debate, but it was a difference of opinion. And we didn't have too many of these on the ride. I was a little concerned that there would be some moments, but we got along pretty well. He's a cruise control guy. Are you guys cruise control guys?
100%. So the Ford, I'm not sure what year it is, but has amazing adaptive cruise control and lane technology.
His does. It's a new car. I do not use cruise control as a rule. I have not activated cruise control in probably 20 years.
It's a good way to keep yourself from accelerating too far over the speed limit.
The Edge. So the Ford, I'm sure it's the same technology. That car is, it's almost self-driving. There's always a warning to put
that's what I don't like. I don't have control.
So what you learn to do is you just do the one finger underneath the wheel, mm-hmm. and you just toggle the wheel just a little bit, little feather on the wheel, and then it thinks you're holding on. You don't have to look. You could look away. Game changer. You missed out.
He was using it on the first leg, and we found a gap in the self-driving abilities. It made me think of the Teslas. We're in the middle lane. There's a big truck in the right lane, right? Slightly ahead of us. This truck suddenly, now my dad had been preaching the beauty of the cruise control. He has it set for like two car lengths or something. There's a setting that it'll slow down if you get too close. All this great stuff.
I don't have any of that.
So let me do a little.
Wear
the awesome Garcast mug here. The truck is up ahead of us, right? The truck decides to change lanes, like cut us off, right? Like I literally went, holy shit! The adaptive sensor did not brake, did not slow us down, didn't pick it up because of where he came from. You know what I'm saying? Like, because he slid.
Yeah.
So by the
yeah.
time it activated, we were like right there. You know what I mean? It didn't have a side sensor. Like that the guy's coming.
See, that's interesting because mine is the opposite. So if I'm driving and somebody makes a right turn and is getting off, my car thinks that's like the worst emergency in the world. There's this horrific beeping that goes on. The brake goes into this emergency mode. Yeah. And it's just a guy making a right turn.
Yeah, I'd have to mess with the car more. Maybe
your car seems to be underreacting.
It underreacted for sure. I didn't
you
like
have
it.
A GAR type of cruise control where I have like a Braxton cruise control.
High alert. Like there's another car on the same road as us.
Beep, 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 beep.
Anyway, I did not use cruise control. I like to have control. I don't like the car to slow me down when I don't want to slow down. I didn't like every time, like I felt like I was observing when he was driving, like you'd get up to a car that was going slow. So you get within two car lengths. It slows you down, and then when you change lanes to get around that car, now you're slowed down, and somebody's coming up on you, and then the car has to accelerate. I didn't like any of it. I can handle.
I make a lot more eye contact with the surrounding drivers when I'm on cruise control because it's going by itself. It's doing the adapter.
You're like,
yeah.
Give it away.
Make eye contact.
All right.
Check it out. You never know who you're going to see.
Yeah, so we had the traffic. So get this. Set a record for myself. So good thing about the traffic was I was wide awake because you had to be. It was active. I wasn't dozy. The McDonald's coffee was fantastic. He fell asleep. I put the Jimmy Buffett Margaritaville channel on the Sirius radio. I was enjoying myself. Drove. Now I'm proud of him too, and I'm proud of his bladder. I did 6 hours straight.
What?
No stop.
Nice.
Wow. That's impressive.
My new record.
6 hours.
Yeah.
That's like you were in a trance.
Well, I was in the zone. Like, you get in that if you've done the long drives, which you guys have to the colleges and stuff. When you get in the zone,
place. I don't do the 6 hours. I have a thing. My thing is you should try to switch every three, because then the recovery and it doesn't. You're not stopping at a restaurant. You're pulling over. It's quick.
Every
in and
three.
Out. Pit stop every three. Sometimes it comes to four. But, you try to stop every three, and then I find that the post-drive recovery is so much better.
I try not to stop.
Yeah.
My trip to Ohio, Maria was the best co-pilot ever. She didn't. Mm-hmm. We stopped once for gas on the way there. Mm-hmm. She didn't go to the bathroom. She didn't have to. She didn't
go
to the bathroom the whole trip.
Girl.
Same trip back. Didn't go to the bathroom. I'm like, how are you not going to the bathroom? She goes, well, I knew, you know, I didn't drink anything really because I knew it was going to be a long ride. I'm like, you
she
are the
dehydrates.
Best.
She dehydrates prior to the trip. I love it.
That's She's a kid. She doesn't dehydrate.
Yes, she does. She pre-dehydrates.
Oh, she was smart. So
she stopped drinking in preparation.
Well,
we leave at four in the morning.
You know, I leave at 4:35 in the morning. So she wasn't drinking anyway.
You start the day before. I stopped drinking at 4 o'clock the day before.
Wow.
I
don't have any problems.
She was probably at her friend's house the night before drinking wine coolers or something.
She might have been. I was trying to figure out what they're drinking. They're not drinking wine coolers. What is the
Zima. I'm Zima.
Zimas. I don't forget. What are they drink these days, these kids?
So one of the reasons I made the 6 hours, I made the 6 hours because I got myself a target. It's good to have a target to aim for. Because my dad's like, with the traffic, he's like, he thought like we were going to get to the hotel like 8. He's like, we'll find a restaurant. We'll get a nice dinner. In my mind, I was always thinking, just keep driving, driving, driving. But whatever. So we knew we weren't going to get to the hotel until like 10 o'clock now. I'm looking. So I noticed there was a sign. I'm like, we're doing it. In Florence, South Carolina, which is a big crossroads of 95. A lot of hotels, restaurants. They opened. If you remember when I was in Texas a couple years ago, we went to like the world's giant, biggest gas station. They're called Bucky's. They're all over Texas. They opened one in Florence, South Carolina. Wow. So that became my target. I'm like, Dad, he didn't understand. I'm like, you were going there. There's plenty of bathrooms because they pride themselves on you never wait for a gas pump and you never wait for a bathroom.
And they probably have showers as well since it's on 95.
They do not. They do not allow trucks. It's for their whole business model is non-commercial.
Wow. No showers.
The pilot or the Flying J is across the street for the truckers. That's where they have the showers.
Hmm.
Right. So anyway, that became my goal, but it was like, you know, hours. So we finally get to Bucky's. He was like, holy crap. Like, you have to go to a Bucky's. I can't even explain it. It's ridiculous. So we loaded up. Yeah. Cause this is the furthest one they have north. They're starting to expand. So we go in there. I'm like, bathroom, but I could barely walk. I had to pee so bad after the 6 hour run.
And the coffee. Yeah, the vending machine coffee plus the McDonald's coffee.
At this point, I am like a creature of the road. I'm like in that zone, right? So I'm like, keep moving. We grab some snacks, drinks, back in the car. The hotel from Florence, South Carolina was like another 200 miles. So I'm like, he's like, you want me to drive? I'm like, no, I'm in the zone. I got this. So I did 6 hours. Then we get back in the car. We did another 2 hours and 40 minutes to the hotel. I brought us in. We got there at like 10 after 10.
Nice.
And the recovery?
Right to bed.
How was the recovery the next day?
He got back in the car and drove again.
he drove first thing. We hit the road at 7:30. And then he made it to the Maryland house.
And Biden? Was that Biden's? No, he's Delaware.
He's Delaware. No,
the Maryland house. That's that rest stop.
The rest stop, yeah. Before the Chesapeake house.
Yep. Yep.
And then I took over from there. But great drive home. We made it from Roanoke Rapids to Breezy Point, New York, and with a stop in about 6.5 hours, 6:40.
Oh, that's great. That's great time. Yeah.
I don't really mind. Like when I used to do the trips to Florida with the kids, when we drove, I would drive the whole way. Very rare Christine would drive. I don't mind driving.
I like driving as long as I'm not falling asleep. I hate that feeling when you're on the wheel and you know you're like getting the doze.
Yep.
Hate it. But if I'm awake, driving's fine. So
I always try to let the kids drive when I'm in the car.
Well, that's a nice option.
Yeah. I want them to learn. I sit next to them and I direct them the whole way. They really love it because they get so much out of it.
That must be horrible for them. We're doing Maria's in the process of, you know, learning how to drive now. And I think when Anthony was home, she was talking about how she was driving and one of them goes to her, do not go with mom, whatever you do. She's like, why not? They're like, oh my God. She's like, you're doing this, you're doing this, you're doing this. So I've been driving with her and we did on Easter Sunday, we drove to her sister's and I let her drive. Christine was in the back seat the whole ride. She's grabbing my shoulder and saying, Oh my God, that was such a bad stop. Oh my, you're driving too fast. You're driving too slow. Oh my God, what are you doing? And I'm like, you're making it so much worse for this poor kid. Don't ever get in the car with her again. So she's been banned from working with Maria on driving.
Good. That's good.
At least you got a clear line of communication and a game plan in place.
You're lucky that Mar sounds like she's got a bit of the gar in her and she's not like her mother when it comes to overreacting.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Christine's fantastic too, though. She's a wonderful woman.
I mean,
don't worry, she doesn't listen.
No doubt. What about the eclipse? How was you guys experiencing that?
Ah, great. Glad you asked.
The glasses that you were sending me never arrived. So Nancy went to 7-Eleven and got them for $2. I thought it was great. Reagan was home from her half day. And we had all our friends over. We were on the front lawn checking it out. It was cool.
Yeah. We had a great time. So we watched with my company. And I asked the president of the board in our building if we could watch it from the rooftop. And he invited us up. And he did not have glasses, so I brought glasses, and it was very mutually, you know, he enjoyed it so much more because now he had glasses to watch it. That was pretty fun. We got Benny wearing the glasses, but
we talk about Benny now that we've finally seen him.
So
I didn't realize you never saw him, I guess.
Oh, you met him, right?
I met him, yeah, I was there, so.
Oh, right, you met Benny. You didn't see him, though. Because he was wearing
a mask. He's wearing a mask, yes.
So when he wore the glasses, he wouldn't let the glasses touch. He would hold the glasses over his... He would hold the glasses away from his face and look at the sun. He would never actually put them on so that they touched his ears.
Why?
I think the germs. I think it was a sanitary effect. He wouldn't wear the glasses. Like, we were all... You know, you put them on and you wear them. He would hold them and look.
Well, now, is his hair... Does his hair cover his ears? He had quite the hair. If I saw that.
Oh, yeah. No, he's got wonderful hair.
Amazing. Yeah,
he's a splendid-looking Asian.
I thought he was older. He's not old. He's young.
So I also got a little... No, he's old. He's my age.
Well, really? Yeah. Those Asians. Yeah. You can't tell.
No. So you know what? But it happens very suddenly. So what's going to happen is one day he's going to come in and instantly grow. So here's another thing I learned. When he took the mask off, he hadn't been shaving. Mm-hmm. And he grows a regular beard like we do. I thought they only grew Fu Manchu. I didn't realize that they had regular facial hair.
I remember seeing something on like somewhere that the Asians, their hair, like even like pubic hair. Like I think a big thing in the Asian countries is like, you know, lack of pubic hair, shaving. They saw something and they sold like pubic hair wigs in Japan. I don't know what goes on with their hair.
My face is frozen, but I'm making a face. Interesting topic.
Okay.
So I was talking with a guy outside my office and I was suggesting that he had a training in New Jersey and I was like, you should stay with Andrew and Anna in their apartment. They have this really small apartment and it would be closer to New Jersey. And Benny overhears the conversation. He's like, oh, you never want to be a third wheel. Huh. So then he said, in Chinese. Now I'm getting a little bit of Chinese culture from him. Right. Because in Chinese, there's a term for the third wheel. It's called a white ball. You don't want to be a white ball.
The hell does that mean?
White ball?
I had no idea.
A light ball.
L-I-G-H-T. Ball. B-A-L-L. A light ball.
Light ball. Huh.
Now, I asked him to explain it, and he would just be like, well, you know, obviously, it's like a third wheel. It's a light ball. You don't want to be a light ball. Hmm. And I couldn't pick it up. So, you know, if there's a listener out there who could actually reconcile the Chinese term with the third wheel American term, I'd appreciate that.
Hmm. I do see there is a light ball Pokemon.
Is that a Pokemon that hangs out with
another couple? Probably, yeah.
Light ball is a friendship item that is received as a reward after beating the friend league. It summons Pikachu. I don't know. I don't know if that's related.
Huh. Yeah.
It's a puzzling orb.
Hmm. That's. I mean, I don't know that he was referring to Pokemon, but That was the Chinese culture tidbit that I got. Excellent.
Maybe you should do the Chinese culture tidbit of the week every week. That'd be great. You could get something for us.
I will mesh the cultures together. Maybe we'll get a whole new fan base. Maybe we'll get, you know, I mean, we could attract the Asian crowd. I don't know how much of one we have already, but, you know, really we could solidify it by merging the cultures.
As I prepare for my trip to Asia, to the Philippines, this is perfect timing.
Good stuff.
I mean, you'll have all the culture.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Gar, does Mara have a junior prom situation happening?
Yeah. Yeah. She's going to prom. I don't really know.
I just thought of it because I saw the Floral Park Memorial junior prom is tomorrow.
I know that her and Christine went out to buy the dress together and... Mm. I was in here working when I saw Maria walk by with it after they picked it up and I remember saying to myself, wow, that looks really small. those dresses are tiny. It's tough being a girl dad, Mike. It's much easier when it was the boys. I will say that.
Yeah.
But that's coming up. The boys will be home. So I know we were like, oh, maybe the boys can drive you to and from it or whatever. We'll use them so you guys don't have to drive or something like that. So I don't even know where it is. And I do not know when it is.
Hmm. But you know the boys will be home.
The boys will be home, yes. Yeah, Anthony comes home. He is flying home on April 30th. He is done with his junior year.
That's really early.
Yeah.
Why would he want? Why would he want to rush home? I would have lied and just hung out.
That is, I mean, what else are you? What are you going to do there?
I can think of a lot of things I would do there.
So he'll be back, and then he'll be back for a week and a half, and then we'll head down to Virginia for the graduation. So,
oh my God,
that was funny. So we were talking it over, and Christine was asking, she's like, are you sure that there's only one graduation? I'm like, I don't know. There might be two. I said, let me text Dan Bob. And I said, I'll find out what he knows.
Yeah, well, at least you know where to go to Matt, somebody who would actually know what's happening.
Matt actually talks to his dad where Nick doesn't. So
what? No, he doesn't. Dan Bob just finds us all on his own.
So I'm like, is there two graduations? Because I did think that there might be. So he said, yeah, absolutely. He says there's one Friday morning, 8:30 a.m. And then Saturday is the school of whatever. So
right. There usually is two.
That's in the Castle Hall. That was the only one Nicholas told us about because he said he needed tickets. So when I texted Nick and said, hey, what's up with the Friday morning one? He goes, I don't know about that. But I don't think he wanted to go. And I honestly, I don't blame him. It doesn't sound great. I said to Christine, I'm like, do we really need to go to that one? And she got a little mad at me. She's like, of course we do.
Yeah.
She said that the Anthony and Maria could stay in the hotel for that. The one in Castle Hall, where that's where the basketball arena is. That's the college isn't actually where they'll call them out and walk on stage. That one they got to go to. But the one on the Friday morning, they don't have to. I guess the good thing is then, Bob, like 7:30, 8:30 in the morning, right? So if it is hot as hell, at least it'll be before it gets ridiculous.
Right.
Didn't you the UVA one, that was like in the middle of the day for you, wasn't it?
Yeah. So they had two there as well. And it was hot as hell.
Yeah. I remember that.
It was brutal. So I'm going to have, I think Andrew is going to stay back in the Airbnb. And he's going to work on Friday. So he already declared he's not going to burn a day locking that.
If Andrew's going, you can't stay in a hotel. You got to stay in an Airbnb. That's how he rolls.
So no, we got an Airbnb. We got my parents staying with us. That's going
to
be fun.
Roger's not going to the morning one as well. Oh, what a surprise. He's going to stay with the kids in the hotel.
Oh boy. We have a surprise.
But no video. Here it comes. There we go. Science.
Hello.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys.
Happy birthday.
I feel bad just jumping in, but I think Mike said, hey, just jump in, give a surprise. Like, I don't like, just throw in a video email when, you know, if you, some people have access, you may as well try it. I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot.
I don't think I meant that. It was just like, I was being polite.
Well, hey, I'm happy to take your politeness and charge to the door with it.
Yeah, what an ego you have. You join when it's your birthday to get your birthday wishes. What an ego.
I figure they can't get too mad at me. It's my birthday.
Well, it's good. We didn't wish you a happy birthday yet. We didn't get to that yet. So, hey, happy birthday, man.
Love you guys. Sorry to interrupt the conversation.
No, not at all. What are you doing?
Walk us through. Give us a tour. What am I looking at?
All right. Yeah, look. We got a vacuum oven here, but here we got like
a vacuum oven. Let's go back. Can you cook stuff in the oven?
We can. We can. Under vacuum.
Whatever the hell that means.
But like,
do you think Colleen could make something in that oven?
Oh yeah, yeah. We got a nice little pork loin going on right now, actually. Okay.
What's that?
Look, this is our fucking beast. This is our beast. This thing could just knock out tons and tons of product. This is our inert environment furnace. It goes up to 1,000 C, which is somewhere around 2,000 Fahrenheit.
Damn.
And then we flow. Yeah, yeah. We flow argon through there, right here, and then it goes through, and it keeps the environment completely oxygen and water-free, and it's just completely inert. And that's how we make our porous carbon materials. Actually, I got some right here. See, here we go.
By the way, Gwar, you can curse. We're not on ESPN anymore. We're no longer on the air.
We're only on YouTube. We're only on YouTube and ESPN Plus right now.
You're the...
What is that? Porous carbon?
That route.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, this is like we're starting to scale up this stuff. Instead of making these little tiny vials, we're starting to make them by like the bucketful. It's really cool. And that is mostly a function of this big mama here.
Gosh, if you guys are listening to this, make sure you remember to come back and watch this on Spotify.
Yeah, I don't know if you can see what that looks like in there. I mean, you could get like a baby goat in there if you really wanted to. Like, that's a lot of space, and we could just crank out like all kinds of like product through here, and then the gases come out the back and into here, which is our fume hood. So see, like you could see the telltale sash coming up, showing you that it's sucking in there. So we're doing all kinds of nasty chemistry. This takes it, sucks it up and out into the giant sink known as the air. and then we got freeze dryer, plasma etcher. We play with plasma, the fourth state of matter.
Wait,
we
got plasma, another backup. Is that like flubber? Right, like, is plasma like flubber?
No. Plasma is what the sun is made of, actually. On some post eclipse sun trivia, just to throw it your way. Yes, plasma is the fourth state of matter. It's essentially you can find it on the surface of the sun, but you could also find it over here.
Right here in Gwar's lamp. We can get plasma if you want it.
Yeah, yeah. We can. We use it to do all kinds of cool chemistry stuff. And it makes pretty colors, which is also kind of cool.
Ooh. Are you sure you just don't make meth?
Everything looks like... I'd be a lot richer.
Looks like a meth. No. It worked out for Walter White.
Yeah, I really am.
Like, I was actually I picked up a scale, a mass balance from some local guy who was selling one, and when I showed up, like I found him on Craigslist, and he was like, "Hey, I know," and he was like, "The only guy that needs like this accurate of a mass balance is either a drug dealer or a scientist." And then he saw me drive up on the Himmobile, and he's like, "Okay, he's definitely a scientist. No drug deal would be better than that."
What was he?
Was just some guy who like buys stuff and stuff. Yeah, he looked like too much of a dweeb, so I think he was probably on the scientist side rather than drug dealer side.
You're still doing Craigslist?
Yeah, check it out.
After the couch incident, I'm shocked.
Oh. Yes. Oh God, I love you guys. We have like baking pans of product that we make now. Like we just
that looks
like,
delicious. Tell me we got your lunch.
Up. Is that a Swanson?
It's TV dinner.
That's right. TV dinner is gonna like change the world and clean up water everywhere. Like that's we that's the stuff we make. And we just, like, I'm telling you, I can't tell you how awesome it is to just go from, like, little tiny vials of stuff, like, you know, something like this, like, where we make, like, you know, a few grams or whatever, to, like, giant bottles and soon hefty bags worth, and we're going to scale the whole sucker up and start like really getting into some cool space here. But, nice. But yeah, that is what welcome to the AIM Lab.
Very cool. Like,
are you going to be able to capitalize on the new EPA regulations on water quality or what? Is that nationwide or was that just in New York?
It's nationwide.
Yeah.
And actually it's worldwide. Quite honestly, we're like the last ones to kind of adapt them. So it's
stop taking shots at the United States of America. Look at you.
I'm not.
Why don't you move to Dearborn, Michigan, and go to a rally?
Actually, interestingly enough, Michigan led the U.S. in these water quality regulations because they got a lot of the PFAS. That's a big issue for them. So they actually made some state run initiatives that like. Now the rest of us are caught up with in the U.S. But actually, that stuff you bring up, that's exactly what I'm working on. I'm working on those forever chemicals that are in the water.
So yeah. this could be a great opportunity for you guys.
Oh, yeah. That's what we've leaned heavily into the last, like, 2 years. Like, we saw this coming, and we were like, and I was like, this is going to be a big problem when companies are scrambling to, like, solve this problem that has no solutions for some applications. So this is what we leaned into and we were expecting this to happen. And now it's happened. It's like, now we're ready to go and just hit the ground running. That's the idea anyway.
Let's go.
Let's see how it goes, but
let's go.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited.
I didn't even, when I saw that news yesterday, I didn't even think of you, but now that we're talking to you, it just like it all clicked right in.
That's exactly what we've been, I mean, the writing was on the wall. Like most, if you want to know what's going to happen, you just talk to industrial folks because they have to stay on top of this stuff.
Yeah.
So all the big water treatment companies, we've been talking with them, and they're like, yeah, these regulations are coming, and we need a solution for it. And I'm like, hey, that's where we come in. So
start filling baking trays of your product. They said, "I'll have 12 TV dinners of porous carbon, please."
I know.
By the way, what's the atomic number? What's the atomic number of argon?
Good question.
Argon. Oh, that's a good question.
That's a great question.
Yeah, I don't know it. Not off the top of my head, I'm guessing. Let me guess. I know carbon. Because that's my jam. But I'm gonna guess argon. What is it? Is it six? No. That's
come on, Mike.
16. I'm totally off.
Warmer. 18.
Yeah. Okay. I was close. Yeah.
Now
yeah.
Wait. Is there right now? It's been a long time since I've studied my periodic table. You were trying to figure it out. So I don't even know. Like, so the rhyme or reason. Let's refresh everybody's memory. An atomic number is what?
Yes.
Explain.
He said yes.
Sure. It's essentially it's how many protons you have in your element. So like one is hydrogen, two is helium, and then in the same group, right after helium is argon. So you put them into groups where they have similar characteristics. Helium, argon, these are inert gases that essentially do not react with anything. So I could do the same thing with helium, but it's more expensive because it's so light, since its atomic number is two. Once you get it out into the atmosphere, it's gone. It leaves Earth. So it's
argon.
Continuously
doing helium is argon.
Argon's cheaper, so I use argon.
I missed that. That was good.
And then I flow it through, because at 1,000 C, you can get all kinds of unwanted side reactions occurring. So I need.
Have you
to
eaten argon? Can you drink it?
Like completely inert. So I just flow. You can't now. Yeah, I mean, if you turn it into a liquid, but it's pretty much a gas.
Can I
pressure?
But if I do this, am I eating argon right now?
Whoa!
It's a tiny, insignificant amount.
Dude, it's the third most abundant gas in the Earth's atmosphere.
I just got breaking news, yeah, by the way.
That's a tiny, tiny amount. It's overwhelmingly nitrogen and then oxygen and then like tiny little bits of everything else. I'm breathing some right now, especially because my lab has a little more than – that's the one danger of argon. Even though it's inert and won't kill you by reacting negatively with you, what it can do is displace the oxygen in the room if you, like, load the whole room with argon. Whoa. And then you die because you have
no
oxygen.
So that oxygen. Would be – you could actually suffocate. If we were going to murder somebody and wanted to get away with it, maybe that would be something the police
instead of the carbon monoxide.
You know how to murder it.
Instead of the carbon monoxide poisoning, we'd have argon poisoning.
Right.
Speaking of murder, I just got breaking news.
Tell me Jimmy Carter's dead.
I got news that O.J. Simpson is dead. I don't know if it's true. It's a text from Tom Muratori.
Whoa.
Please look this up.
Holy cow. I feel so excited to be part
of O.J. Simpson dead at 76.
He's dead. It's true.
New York Post. It's true.
Holy cow.
Wow. Argon?
Oh, my God.
Did he die from argon?
Breaking news. Wow. Breaking news. My goodness.
He died yesterday.
Died yesterday,
They're just telling everybody. Maybe that's why my mother-in-law was just calling me. That is big news.
Oh, he had cancer.
He had cancer?
Yeah. Look at that.
What a shame. I wonder if it rotted him out from the inside.
Oh, my friend just texted me. The juice has been squeezed.
Now
the juice has been squeezed.
I wonder if it was from the gloves. Hey,
now that OJ is gone, like, how will we find the true killers? Wasn't that like what he was trying to do?
Yeah.
For like ever?
We'll never find out.
I'm gonna find the true killers.
You think Norm's up there? He's like, fuck you. You're going back down to hell.
Pretty hell, guys. Yeah. Well, hey, rest in peace, I guess. But holy cow, that is huge, huge breaking news. I feel so special to be a part of it.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
We'll always remember where we were.
yeah.
We were talking about argon when OJ was announced to be dead. Wow.
The juice has been squeezed. I love that.
It is kind of funny that I said murder. I said it'd be a great way to murder somebody. And bam.
I mean, Red, this is you, man.
Argon was involved in his death?
I hope so.
That would be amazing. Like that, like it reminds me of a Louis C.K.
Amazing.
Where, like,
I'd be a little leery that they're gonna come looking for you.
With
the big argon supply. Like,
I remember Louis C.K. saying that somebody called him from a plane and he was like, "Stop calling me. I hope you died." He's like, "What if my plane crashes? Won't you feel bad?" He goes, "Are you kidding me? I feel great to have that kind of power." Like, so maybe Mike's, if he died of argon, we're like, "Oh crap, maybe Mike's got some superpowers."
Well, that's how I feel about derailing sports teams. I just watch them and they die.
That is legit. That is absolutely you argon poison every single one of them.
Oh, I didn't realize argon is that gas that's in the incandescent lights.
Yes. Actually, I can make an argon plasma, and it looks kind of purplish. It looks nice. Because it's inert, it won't react with anything, but it has an ablative property that, like, smashes up things.
Oh, 100%. You got to bring some argon plasma to Casa Luis.
Yeah, so we're gonna see you this weekend. When are you heading to Long Island?
Thank you. I will be leaving. I will get in there Saturday late night, and then Sunday I'll be seeing you guys. And I'm bringing a bottle of bourbon for BMO. I got a BMO. If you're listening, I know he is.
Of course.
You got a single barrel pick coming to you. I'm not gonna reveal which one, but I think you'll like it. I actually tasted them and found the one that they let you taste. It at these stores, and then I found the one that I really liked. I'm like, BMO's gonna like this one, so that's. And I'm bringing another barrel pick for the rest of us. Like, I figure I can open it up at the Costa towards the end, and we'll have some bourbons. We'll hang out. We'll eat some wonderful.
I am bringing
food.
Your.
It's gonna be great.
I'm bringing you something from London. Look at this. This is actually yours. This is your shirt.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah, I'm excited to get it now I fit into like extra large. It's insane.
Now I will warn you, I was right about the sizes.
Yes.
So I got the large.
Yeah, I know. It might be too small for me. Okay. Okay. So I feel good.
I put it on, but it's like, these are the real jerseys. Like at the other ones we got with like replica jerseys. Like, I put this sucker on. It's, like, fitted. It's, like, fitted on the sides and the chest. You're like, so you're, like, ready to play.
So
like,
for
it's not,
you...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's, for you, it's like a Smedium. It's, like...
Yeah, it's you know, like, it show, so I tried, show, show just off, so you know, I did try yours on because I was curious for next time if the XL would be better.
All right.
XL loose on me, but I could wear, like, a shirt under it. But, like, the large is, like, okay, this is what we're wearing. You know what I mean? So it's all good. I felt
XL is going to be... XL is going to be tight on me then.
You're going to look like you're ready for you're ready to jump on the pitch. That's what you're going to look like.
I love it. I love it. That sounds great.
Well, look at this. I got a
bring
sack.
Bring it Sunday.
Look at the sack of jerseys. Yeah, you'll have it on Sunday. Don't worry.
Bring it. I'll wear it Sunday. That'll be perfect.
Oh, I'll wear mine as well.
I can't wait to see you guys.
Yeah, likewise.
I love you guys so much. I got to get back to work, but thank you for letting me invade your little sarcastic party.
Happy birthday.
Let me read this one email before you go.
Oh, yeah, sure. Go for it.
From our favorite masshole, and the subject, as always, very important, from Andy Shaw. The subject is Feliz Guar Cumpleaños.
Oh, man.
Garfellas, greetings and salutations. Wishing Gar Nation well. I am very jealous of the upcoming Gar get-together at the Casa. I am unable to drive at this point. What an excuse. Sending birthday wishes to the big man, Guar, as well as his father. His birthday was in February, Andy. Late.
But it's a floating birthday in Casa Luis. Depends on when the restaurant's closed.
Via
I
con
love
Dios.
How much you talk about that.
Via con Dios, mi amigo. Sure. If Den Bob is a special guest, I would like to get an update on Benny. We did. And, Benny and Mrs. Bosco. Yes. There's a little love triangle going on.
Oh, my God. That sounds amazing. I can't wait to listen to that.
Starbucks can be a nice gesture, but when flowers show up, then you should be more than worried. Cheers, fellas. Loyal listener, Andy Shaw. Thank you.
Yeah, so that was a false alarm. It was my jealousy getting in the way. It was not from Benny at the furniture store. It was her student, Benny, giving her a birthday gift.
Very good. Guar, you do have to stay. The emails are they're for you, buddy. So I'm gonna keep reading.
Really? Oh my God! I'm so touched already by that.
Yeah,
Shaw, that one, was beautiful. Love
this
it.
One came in this morning, very early. The subject is HPD from loyal listener Mike O'Donoghue. Caballeros, as I sit out here in Hempstead at 0500 hours, I see a few vampires. But none compared to the one that just celebrated yet another birthday. So happy birthday, Guar. I hope you had fun celebrating your 1,317th birthday with Aaron. Hot sauces, Nosferatu, Ivan, and Count Chocula. A Count Chocula reference. Excellent.
Love Count Chocula.
I love it. I love it. I do love too.
I hope Frankenberry was there.
That was always my birthday cereal.
Really?
Yeah.
How ironic.
Yeah.
Take care.
Look at that.
Take care, comb your hair, LLMO. Wait, and then he wrote again, HPD? That was supposed to be HBD. I hope no one thought I was going for HPV. And Ivan the Terrible was no vampire.
I was wondering what that was.
I was going for Vlad the Impaler. He was out of it this morning. He sent this follow-up 2 hours after the original.
At 0700 hours?
Yeah. My apologies, I hadn't had my coffee yet. Can't wait to see everyone Sunday, LLMO.
Nice.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Amazing. I'm overwhelmed with joy right now.
You only got two birthday emails. Sorry, man. You're not that great.
That's wonderful. I mean, I feel blessed to know both of them and you guys and everybody else in Gar Nation. Like this is such a fun little crew that look what you guys have done. Look at what you've birthed.
Look what Gar has birthed.
I know. Yeah. International community of awesomeness
of gamers, scientists, back surgeons, floor guys.
It's an amazing got it group. All. We're ready for the apocalypse. We got everybody. Everybody, a role for everybody.
We are
end of days. Bring it. We eating locusts. Be delicious.
Yeah. I saw your cicadas.
Oh, cicadas. Stuff. Yeah, deep fried cicadas look good, right?
Yeah. The eggs, like. I love Ma's reaction. He's like, "What the fuck?" He was like, "What the fuck?" He was like, "What?" Like, why are we talking about this?
Yeah, he's such a curmudgeon.
I love my curmudgeon. My curmudgeons. They're the best.
It is the perfect word for him. We did have
it's awesome.
We did have something else in the email box from last week. What was this? Episode 250 AI poem. Gar, do you want to explain why you sent this email? This is an email from Gar. Probably his first email ever to the show.
I just did AI does a poem for you. So I asked AI to create a poem for the 250th Garcast.
All right. I'm honored to read it.
Wow.
In the land where Gar's tales take flight, a Garcast world of pure delight. Episode 250, a milestone grand, with Gar and Garfather hand in hand. Denbob, a special guest in tow, bringing laughter, wisdom's glow. Their voices weave a magic spell in the world of Gar where stories dwell. From musings on life to jokes so sly, their banter reaches the sky. With each episode, a treasure trove in the realm of Gar, hearts rove. A celebration of friendship true in this Garcast world old and new. Where listeners find a home so bright in the world of Gar, pure delight. So here's to Gar, the Gar father and Denbob, in this podcast world, a jubilant mob. May episode 250 be just the start of more adventures in the Garcast heart. That was beautiful.
Isn't that wild?
Wonderful.
That was beautiful. Yeah, it was my clap.
I'm giving the poetry.
I definitely did not write that. That was all AI.
Who knew AI was channeling Dr. Seuss? That was amazing.
I gave it a couple of words and it came out with that.
Well done.
Good stuff.
Fantastic.
Gar, happy birthday.
I for one welcome our robot overlords.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see you, Gar, on Sunday. It'll be great.
Can't wait to. I got to run. I got someone coming over soon for me. Love you guys.
Cheers,
thanks for letting me invade
you. See you Sunday.
Safe travels.
Bye.
Peace.
Will do. Adios.
Adios. All
right. God, he's gone. Jesus. I'll talk about overstaying your welcome.
By the way, real quick, I looked on the...
Just kidding, War.
I looked on the 2004 death pool list. Nobody has OJ. Sadly.
What?
Sadly, last year, three people had OJ. You? Dan Bob? And Jen all had OJ last year. This year, no OJ.
What was I thinking?
I don't know.
Look at Denbob's frozen self. He looks awesome.
Can we hear him still?
Yeah. Okay. I wanted to copy my list from the prior year. I couldn't do it.
If you entered, you probably would have gotten a hit.
Yeah, I would have gotten a hit.
Wait, did anybody post it in Deathpool yet?
I have not looked on Discord.
Oh, Rebecca was all over. Oh, nope. Sumo got it first. The juice is loose. I wasn't looking. He may have actually broke it before Morituri did. I saw it pop in earlier. Way to go, Sumu. Way to be on it.
That's good stuff. That was exciting. I was so excited when I saw he died.
And then Rebecca posted a screenshot of her iPhone.
Huh.
Now, what's so let me look at mine. When mine, she's got like Mount Everest or some shit as her home screen. What do you guys have?
I have a Garcast picture.
Great question.
You've seen it, right?
Yeah. What do you got, Bosco?
I got a beach picture.
Is that a picture you took?
Yeah.
I like it. Good. Personalized. Yeah, Rebecca's got the generic, like, when you take your iPhone out of the box.
Huh.
Like mountain with a starry sky. She posted it. I don't know what that says about her, but that's what it is. And
I think it says a lot. I think the lock screen. I mean, we can have a whole episode on what the lock screen means.
And she's got Fox News pops up on her screen. Like, that was the alert she got. Fox News. I like that. She doesn't have her phone on low power mode. That's kind of irresponsible.
She's practical. She doesn't know how to use the phone. I think that's a
probably. Probably. She's at 66%. It's kind of low for this early in the morning. You would think she charged it overnight.
Yeah, she's probably using one of the magnet chargers, not paying attention. She checks her stuff in the middle of the night, doesn't put it back on the charger.
All right, and she has Verizon. What do you
practical.
Guys have?
She has I have Verizon.
I have Altice.
Very important to have good service. People who have Verizon are more concerned with service than price.
Gary's still on the Altice plan. Nice.
Well, it's so cheap. We signed up for what, $30 a month?
Yeah. My wife, Nancy, and the kids all have Altice. I have my work phone at Verizon.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good deal. My whole family's on Altice.
Congratulations. Jimmy Carr is still not. Isn't Leslie Nielsen dead already?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, what?
A while ago.
Yeah, what is Andy talking about?
Maybe he's talking about them in heaven if there was one together.
I don't know, because Sumu posted a Naked Gun clip, and Andy said, "I was hoping it wasn't Leslie Nielsen."
Oh,
but he's dead. What the hell is Andy talking about?
Maybe he was like, Jesus came back to life and then died again.
So talking about, we said we'll always remember where we were when OJ died. Rebecca has started the conversation of where she was when he was in the white Bronco. You guys remember where you were?
I do.
Yeah, sort of.
Bosco, where were you?
I was living in the garage conversion apartment of my parents' home. Watching it on TV.
Do you remember what else was happening on TV?
It was some kind of game, right?
It was the Knicks.
The Knicks yeah. playoff game, yeah.
Yeah, no, I was in work in Staten Island then. I was actually at my mother-in-law's picking, like maybe going to pick up Christine or something. I remember wanting to get home to watch the game. And when I got to the in-laws, that was on the TV there. I was like, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah.
You, Mike? You? Where were you?
I was in my parents' house in the Poconos watching the Knicks playoff game. And that whole thing went down. I remember that.
You remember? That was the first trial that I think was fully televised, that people got to watch the whole thing. I mean, it's a little bit more pronounced now with social media and stuff like that. But I remember that when the trial was over, people went through like withdrawal. They're like, what are we going to do now that it's over?
It was really, it was like the first reality TV show, really.
Right. That's
it was nuts. I remember that. I was driving home from college when that verdict got announced with my girlfriend.
Verdict.
Came over the radio. We were like, oh, shit. That was nuts.
So Marsha Clark was that prosecutor?
Marsha Clark, yes.
Yeah, so often I would, as Rebecca, I've known her in her legal career, as she would talk about it, I would just call her Marsha. I'd go, Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. And she would think that I was talking about the attractive Marsha Brady, but I was actually talking about the prosecutor, and it was a cut on her, Marsha Clark, the one who let him get away.
Look at that. Rebecca was in law school when the verdict got announced.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
She said it was a nice sunny day. She had the apartment windows open. Went home to my apartment to get a book, and the verdict was announced. People were cheering in the streets of downtown Brooklyn. What are you saying, Rebecca? What are you saying? God, starting controversy on the death
pool.
This isn't a place. This isn't a place for memories. That was 1994, by the way.
Wow.
Damn, Gar, you've been with Brexstein a long time.
Yeah. Yes, I have.
30 years ago, man. Look at you.
Yep.
Paradise, baby.
Yeah, we met in 92.
32 years. Holy Toledo. All right, let me get out of this.
Yeah.
So we're going to credit. What time did Tom Moratori text you?
Let's see. They're usually behind what we're reporting in the GAR world. 10:48, I got it. Actually, it was from Chris Theofield.
Oh, same exact time Sumu posted in the Discord. So it's a tie, but we'll give it to Sumu since he went to the Deathpool channel.
He did the appropriate communication.
Correct.
You know, Tiger is kind of, yeah.
So. Correct.
All right, gents, I have to go.
Yeah, let's wrap up. Let's do an official. We'll do an official end here.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate it. Come join the Discord so you can find about other deaths and fun stuff. Masters starts today, this weekend, with UFC 300. It's exciting times in sports. And hockey and basketball. Hockey basketball playoffs are around the corner. So
Still nobody cares about baseball.
No.
And Forest must win over Wolves. That would be this Saturday at 10 a.m.
Just win, right?
Is it win, baby. Thing?
Don't listen. Just win.
Don't listen to anything. Play today. We win today.
Dembob, you're banned from watching the last four Islander games.
And don't ever put on the Forest game, please.
And Forest.
Got enough problems. All right. Enough problems.
So until next time, everybody, be Garrific.
Gar out.
Have a great day.
See you Sunday, everybody.
Yes.
Have fun. Yep.